Okay, we're going to be learning Siman Pei tonight, Mitzah Hashem, and then moving on to Siman Pei Aleph, which is Tzeras Cotton. Right, okay, this Mishnah Berurah has got some interesting palochas over here. Mishayin Yochel Ishama Me'afiach, somebody who cannot refrain himself from being Me'afiach, wind's coming out and he cannot control himself. So the halacha is as follows. Mishay Boriloi, somebody that is 100% sure, Shiyeinu Yochel, he's unable, Lamoid Alatzmo, to control himself, Me'afiach, from being Me'afiach, Ad Sheyigmoi Kriyashma, until he completes Kriyashma V'tfilah. So he knows he cannot control himself. And he won't even control himself just for Kriya Shema and Tefillah. The halach is, Motav Shiyavo Zman Kriya Shema. He should wait until the end of Zman Kriya Shema. Utfillah and Tefillah. Velo Yispalel, and he's not allowed to, Daven, Mimash Yispalel Beloy Guf Noki. It's better to wait until Tzav Zman Kriya Shema than to Daven without the Guf Nok, without Gufnoki. So he should have him late. If he knows he won't be able to control himself, better to have him late. V'imavazan k'tfila, and if he did wait until the end of his month, tfila, onusu, if he had to wait even that long, and now he can't even daven anymore, it's self's month, tfila, onusu, he's an oynes, umispal min chashtayim, like the aloche is, we know this concept of tashlumin, if somebody misses shachis, he should daven mincha twice. If it's a real oynus, if you couldn't be bothered, the halacha is not like that. If it's posha, it's not good enough. You can't daven mincha twice. But if a person is a genuine oynus, and Mishabur explains what oynus is, but a person is a real oynus, he really couldn't have helped, then the halacha is, there's a concept of davening mincha twice. And this is what this person has. He couldn't control it. He couldn't daven before. He didn't have a guf noki. He couldn't. So now, mincha time, he couldn't daven any early. Now mincha, he should be davening two minchas. V'im yiroeh loy, and if it appears to him, shiyochoy la'amid al atzmoy, that he can control himself, b'shaz kiyashma, that he can daven kiyashma, yoniach tefillin ben ava l'kiyashma, v'mevorech aleihem. Shulchan Aruch says, if he believes that he will be able to just daven with the guf noki for kiyashma, he can do that, so he can do it. He should put it on. So even make a bracha according to Amar, and that's fine. So if you think you'll be alright, then go for it. But that's if you think you'll be alright. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah in Tzeras Cotton says, Sheboriloi, la'afukimeinu boriloi. What happens if a person is not sure? He's not sure he will be able to control himself. He won't be able to control himself. Will I be able to have a guf noki or not? If a person is not sure, then the halach is v'mashe atzmoi mechashosh Hashem yovo lafiach b'emtza shaloi kedinu oise. He said, if a person thinks that maybe I will, maybe I won't, you're a bit nervous what's happened. The halach is you should put on tefillin, you should say Shema. And if you're just nervous, you know, in Yiddish there's a nerven, you're all worried about it, you think that, oh, it's not going to be, I won't be able to do it properly. And you don't say Shema because of that. You don't put tefillin because of that. That's not good. You should put him on. Now, Rabbi Yisai, what is your take on it? Shulchan Aruch says, if a person knows he cannot control himself from being mefiach, he says, Shulchan Aruch, don't you worry. Don't say Shema. Don't daven Shmoyne Esre, relax. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying according to Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Yisai, how do you think about this? What do you think about this? How do you feel about this? Make sense? Doesn't make sense? Have you got any rationale?
You can't daven.
Yeah, can't daven, you can't daven. If the goof is not knocky, if the goof is not keen, you can't daven. What do you think about it, Rabbi Kagan? Is that misvori? You okay with it?
Yeah.
Says the Mishnah Berurah. He brings a achoinim in Tzivkot and Gimel. Kiyashma. Haachoinim iskimu. The achoinim agree. They ain't loy lavoir. You should not pass zman kiyashma, the time of kiyashma. Shu deraisim mishum ze. So no, it doesn't really make sense Because to be mefiach, Rabbi say, after all, gufnoki, we're talking about the abonons over here. And not to say Shema is, it's not a deraiset. Because Tzoya is deraiset, Vermeer Chanacha Kodesh is deraiset. But here we're talking about a drabonon. We're talking about a drabonon. Because it's not mamash Tzoya, it's mefiach. Therefore, there's only a drabonon. Absolutely correct. That's where they're coming from. We don't push away a deraiset. There are examples, there are indeed. But it's the Achronim say that really doesn't make sense. You're going to be not saying Shema, you're going to be not saying Shema because of Shem Mifiyah, because of Mifiyah. Say that's not right. Yeah, but that's a special Gzeira. You're right. Yeah, but it's a special Gzeira Chomim made. It's a very special Gzeira. It's particularly, that's a very good question. And we do find sometimes those kinds of exceptions that the Rabbonim push away the Raisins. But these are exceptions. Yeah, there's a whole reason for it there. Over here, we're talking about,
why is those specific gazeras any more powerful than basic halacha of good luck in?
Because, I mean, let me think, the basic point is, over there, it's a gazera, Chachomim were concerned that you may end up being over on a deraisa. Gzeira d'rova. You may end up being over on a deraisa.
But you can say the same thing without getting into the detail of it.
Not really, no, it's not necessarily. No, well, we don't choshesh. That's not choshesh. Hafach is not. Also, it's a good point. Achonim speak about it. Achonim, it's not. Shema Yafiach is not of a choshesh of tzoya. It's just lack of kedusha per se. Make sense? You okay with it? Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah towards the end of this of this Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Gimel says that lemaisa one should say Shema, even if you know you're going to be b'viach, you should say Shema, and you could kiyah Shema levada imbir kusev v'lo ispal. Keep it. Yeah, but what about Shmoyne Esa? Rabbi said, what do you feel about Shmoyne Esa? The Shulchan Aruch did not address Shmoyne Esa. Let us ask, the way the Achronim ask it. They say, okay, if God a person is going to be Mifiach, he knows he's going to be Mifiach. The Shulchan Aruch addresses the point of Shema. What about Shmoneh Esrei? Do you say Shmoneh Esrei or not? We spoke about Tefillin, and we said that you can't be Doicha Tefillin. What about Shmoneh Esrei? The person should say Shmoneh Esrei, yes or no? Very good. One could argue it's the Rabbanon, and consequently,
you should miss it.
Very good point. You agree with that?
Kalvachayma.
Yeah, you could say that. Now, the more than that, the Mishnah Berurah says over here a concept, and I think it's very important for us to know because we're going to get into Hilchos Shmoneh Esrei shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. Not that many shurim left until we get to Shmoneh Esrei. And I think that's a nice point that we should keep in mind. The Shulchan Aruch says that you should never do Shmoneh Esrei if you know you're going to be Mefiach. Although Shema, we're saying now, Shema, you should say, but Shmoneh Esrei, you shouldn't. Because you're standing before the king, it is a very great disgrace and embarrassment to say Shema is different. When we say Shema, that's something which kids find very hard to relate. We teach them about Shema. That Shema is not a tefillah. What is Shema? Shema is not a tefillah. What is Shema?
It's an affirmation.
That's right. It's a mitzvah. It's on us. We're not talking to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's for us to proclaim Hashem being a king. It's not a tefillah. We're not asking Hashem to anything. It's a mitzvah to be mekabel oil malchus shemayim. But it's not a tefillah. But as opposed to Shema Ne'eseh, which is a tefillah, so it's a great gnai to be mefiach during Shmoneh Esrei. This gnai, it doesn't apply by Shema so much. You're not talking to Ribbono Shel Olam. Elo shemikayim b'zeh rotzen Hashem sh'isbach. So that's what he says. Correct. It's that element as well. Yeah, but you're right. The poskim discuss the shaila of people have got very, very strong diarrhea. Somebody's, you know, the person came address. What happens if somebody's got very, very, very strong diarrhea? You know, really, really strong diarrhea, and he suffers from real diarrhea. And what is he meant to do with regards to Shema? What is he meant to do with Tefillin? What is he meant to do with regards to Shemona Esser? How about you say? Can't really do it. What do you tell her? It's a problem. So you're going to end up not davening the whole day. Only the Rabbanon. You see that what? You should?
Well, normal Tefillah, then you wouldn't be davening normal Tefillah because that's only the Rabbanon.
Yeah. Think Shema maybe should say? Maybe shouldn't say? Not sure. Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah says if a person can try to just put it on for a few minutes, he should do that. If he knows that it's going to be. But if not, it's mamash a problem. He's an oinus. Mishnah Berurah also speaks about somebody who has got cholish metaftev tomet meraglaim leonso. Somebody has got his meraglaim, urine is coming down at all time, he's an oinus. And he said that if it's an onus that the whole time this happens, he said you can't tell him never to daven. So he said he should try to ensure that his body is clean as much as possible and his outer layer of clothes is clean, and then he should be davening. It's fine. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Okay. Okay, but I think that the important point that is brought down in Bialoch and in Mishnah Berurah is what if somebody suspects that he's going to end up being Mefiach? He suspects, but he doesn't know for sure. What's the halacha then? With regards to Shema, Shemona Esser, and Tefillin. He suspects, but he's not sure. It's fine. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. This halacha, and all these halachas only if it's Bori Lo Yad Shulchan Aruch says, if it's clear that he's not. But if he's not sure, if he's in doubt, then of course he should put on Tefillin. Pardon? Absolutely. Okay, having this said and discussed this, we should. I just wonder if there's anything I wanted to mention here as well. Okay. That, having said all this, we are ready to move into Simon Pei Aleph, which is Din Tzoyas Katon. Okay. Din Tzoyas Katon, the halacha of Tzoya with regards to a katon. So we've discussed previously that Tzoyas Adam is a problem with regards to Tzoyas Behemoth. We discussed in great detail which animals is problematic, which animals are not problematic. And that was discussed in previous Shiurim. When we discuss Tzoyas Adam, we need to define what is a Tzoyas Adam. When is a baby considered that his Tzoya is considered a Tzoya? How about you say what do you tell it? When is a baby's Tzoya considered a Tzoya? Solids. Any solids? Yeah? What do you tell it? Solids? Is that the point? Solids? Pardon, when it? Lechem, bread. How come it makes a difference? Good. So, sir.
What milk is drinking from?
Yeah? Good. Let us see. Fascinating. Okay, let's see, because there's a lot in what you're saying. Okay, Sif Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. Katan, it's very, very nega. We need to know when, because we all know that a tiny baby should. Well, let's see. Katan Shigia Lichlal. A child that he enters the stage. She'acher, that another baby, kiyotze boy, of that category, yochoil lechoil kezayis, dogon, he can eat a kezayis, an olive size, a kezayis, dogon of grain, bechdei sheyuchal godoy lechoil achilas pras, so we know it is a time measurement of kidei achilas pras. So we need to have that in that time of Kedei Achilas Pras, a baby should be able to eat a kezayis of grain, then machikin mitzoyosoy, you distance from his tzoya, or mimei meiraglov, or from his Miraglaim. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if a child reaches a stage that he could eat a kezayis dogon, a kezayis dogon, a kezayis of grain, in a kedei achilas pras, how much kedei achilas pras, Abayisa, how long is that? We know it from Yom Kippur, roughly. That's right, between what and what, roughly?
2 and 9 minutes.
Yeah, there's very, very, yeah, 9 minutes is very popular opinion, 6 minutes. So if a baby can eat, says Shulchan Aruch, grain in that kind of time, of kedei achilas pras, then the halacha is that he is considered, that his tzoya is considered a proper tzoya. Now Rabbi Yisai, from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, does it sound like he actually needs to eat dogon, or that he doesn't actually need to eat dogon? It doesn't sound like he actually needs to eat it. So we are talking about a kind of age that a baby reaches that is insufficiently developed, his metabolism, he's physically enough developed that be able to eat in dogon in kedei achilas pras. That age, that makes him, that his tzoy is considered a tzoy, even if he personally didn't eat tzoy now. That's what appears from the Shulchan Aruch's words. What kind of age are we talking about?
2.5?
2.5 what? 2.5 years. Until 2.5 years, that's quite, I mean, maybe 1.5 years.
Does it mean eat themselves, or be fed?
Fed doesn't have to eat himself. So it's going to be 8 months. It's going down, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. 8 months. Okay, this is very interesting, very interesting. What would you, Taina? When would a baby be able to eat grain in a kedei achilas pras? Please don't start texting your wife. If you don't, how long does it take? What age do babies start eating grain?
I bid 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. How old is your baby?
Almost 6 months.
And it eats grain?
Just started.
Oh, I see. Carrots, okay. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says as follows over here. I think first of all, we need to know Sif Cotton Aleph. Cotton Shigyat, Dafka Cotton, this is all with regards to a child. Avol Gadol, with regards to an adult. Afilo en yochol lechol klal dogon, even if he cannot eat grain at all, machikin mitzoyosin miraglov, with his tzoyah is considered proper tzoyah. Says in Mishnah Berurah, first of all, we need to realize this is all with regards to ketanim, with regards to babies, minors. Certainly, if you've got an adult who's got a grain allergy, gluten or whatever it is, a wheat allergy, and he can't eat any bread, he cannot eat any bread. So and he's not going anywhere near bread, that won't make any difference with regards to his halachically. It won't make any difference. You know, his tzoyah still a tzoyah, it doesn't make a difference what he actually eats. This is all we're learning now. This is really the point of it. This is the point. We are trying to define when a child is considered physically sufficiently developed, that his tzoyah is considered a tzoyah. We're trying to define a certain physical maturity. Does that make sense? When is an age of a child that he's reached a certain stage in his metabolism? Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah of cotton base lechlal she'acher roitzalem af al pisholoi roinu zeh she'achal. Although this baby specifically doesn't not need to eat grain, kevin she'acher kiyotzeh b'ziyachol lechol, since another child in that particular stage would be able to eat, mistame kamu yachol lechol iputoporusit va'afilim yachol lechol elo alidei bishol mikiachile. Even if the food is processed, it's still considered, his tzoyah is considered a tzoyah. But if the baby is weak, it is clear to us, he cannot eat any kezayis in 6 or 9 minutes. We do not need distance from his tzoyah. So if you could, in theory, you could have a child who is 3-4 years old, but he just won't be able to eat any wheat in Kedei Achilas Pras. He just can't eat it. He can't digest it. So then, even if he's 3 or 4 years old, you wouldn't distance yourself from his tzoyah. By the way, so it's not. So we see from here that according to what we are seeing now, it's not really as to whether he's eating. It's not really as to whether he's nursed or he's been weaned already. That's not really the point. That's contrary to popular belief. It's not. That's not really the point. Whether as to whether he's still nursing or he's being weaned. That's not really the point. By the way, I saw that it was a very big tzaddik that it was called Moshe Soloveitchik in Zurich in Switzerland. It was a gewaltige tzaddik. It was a grandson of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and he says that he remembers, he was a gewaltige gaon, a gewaltige tzaddik. He was a shtickle of a kubur as well, and he lived in Zurich. I've got a little bit of memories from him, of him. And he said that he remembers, I didn't hear it from him obviously, but I saw it in a sefer, that he said he remembers that he remembers as a two or three year old child, how he used to still go to his mother, make a bracha of shahakol, and be nursed by his mother. It's unbelievable. He's got clear memories of that. I was nursed from his mother.
He made a shakal.
He made a shakal, yeah. I don't know if he said two, I think he said 3 years old. Yeah. It's unbelievable, no? This is not going back hundreds of years ago, this is going back. Pardon? Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I saw. Yeah. Okay, so we'll learn a little bit more details in Mitzvah on that, on Sunday Mitzvah. Just to recap what we covered today. We learned the halachas that if somebody is in doubt, halach of Shema Mefiach, if the person is Borish, that'll be Mefiach. We learned Shulchan Aruch says it shouldn't say Shema. Mishneh Berurah disagrees. We learned that if a person is able to just put on for a bit of time, he should do so. He should say Shema and put on tefillin for a bit of time if he can. And we learned also that if a person is in doubt, he should certainly say Shema, Shemana Esa, and put on tefillin. We then moved on to be defining the Tzeras Katan, and we learned that it's all about if he reaches the age that he can eat in a bit of grain, in Ketorech Kedei Achilas Pras. And we learned this is the defining factor for his physical development, to know how, if he's reached a certain physical stage. And we learned that if he could easily be 2 or 3 years old and be weak, and then his tzoyah is not considered a tzoyah, or otherwise, and we'll be discussing further details in this, Himitza Hashem, on Sunday. Good evening and good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael.